Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
How you doing today, Brother Drew?
Hey, doing great, Brother DeWata.
Okay, Brother Drew, we're gonna the science of the mind is what we're gonna talk about. Science means the study of the mind. And we're gonna study with the ancient, how the ancient dealt with the mind, what they said about the mind, and how the mind was created. So we learned last week that a mind was a school of thoughts. We also learned last week that all is mind, everything is energy, the universe is mental. We learned that last week. What is mind? Dealing with the 12 laws of nature. Because, like we said, we can't explain who was the first existence, but we can explain how existence stays in existence once it's come into existence by using the 12 laws of nature. This is what our ancestors used. So we're going to teach Yahwehism exactly like the ancestors taught it. So what we're going to start with is some codes that's in the Bible, is that we come to a code in the Bible where God created everything in his man in his image. Okay, well, let's take this a little deeper and start with the mind of Yah, who we call Abba Yah, Father, and Ama Yah. This teaching, this school of thoughts. This school of thoughts starts with in the imagination of Yah. And in Yah's imagination, he sat down at a drawing board and drew up a plan of reproducing his mind and placing it into a body for a certain period of time to test the mind, to see if the mind would obey the laws and the commandments that he had given the mind to govern the body. In your Omega stage, which is your last stage, you'll be placed on a cooling board. Now, drawing blood, Brother Drew, in a cooling board looks alike. They ain't alike, but they look alike. See, when you placed on a cooling board, then your tail is dead, meaning that you have no more breath in you, no more ruach. So we're going to understand how you're created with this piece of energy, see, because the mind is the number one seed that we're dealing with. It's the highest thing that's in the energy force, but it has to have other things to work with it, because up under the second law of nature, everything is a doers, which is the laws of opposites. We learned that last week, what the laws of opposites. What we are dealing with now is in Yah's imagination, and word imagination is a compound word, image and nation. Yah decided to create in his image, out of his imagination, a nation of people that would obey his laws. In order to test his mind out, he had to place it where the mind had to be given the laws of opposite, which would be good and evil, which would be against the teaching of Yah. And you had to understand that all of this dealt with body. And once you came into existence, you used to notice when you came into existence, it dealt with your dietary laws. This is why we have history of people living 2, 3, 4, as long as Methuselah. We have a history that the Jews kept in the east of the people that lived up under this. We got people right now living that's Buddhists up in the Tibet Mountains. We got all kinds of people. Hotima is good knowledge to read, the books that Hotima wrote. Hotima lived a long time. After he had cancer, he went and healed himself up under eating certain foods. So we have proven facts in 2014 of that it is deal with the food. When they came with the story of Adamites, we're going to get the truth out of it, the Adamite story of the forbidden fruit. Well, at that time, man was fruititarian and vegetarian, and then it tells you how man became carnivorous and what man became carnivorous that was here on earth, and man didn't come carnivorous till the Neanderthals got here. We had that study. So, and by them mixing the seed, the whole world is carnivorous. Two-thirds of the world is carnivorous now, and we forgot the mindset of what the teaching of Yah was. Let's look at this. Yah took his mind and decided to reproduce his mind under the 12 laws of nature. He made this mind male and female under the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite. It has to be the laws of opposite, male and female, to reproduce a male and a female created in Yah's image, which was a this mind was made superior of all minds on earth. He gave this mind laws and commandments to have free will to operate on. Free will. The first part of the mind deals with the will, meaning will you do what's right, what you know is right, and not do what is wrong that you know is wrong. How strong is this will? And a will is developed in a person through his childhood. And that will is developed with a message from his butt to his brain, because you have to put the will into a child through fear to make him obey you. And this is how you start training the mind. And this is why it was important that the Bible said train up a child in a way that you train him in a certain manner. According to the Jews over in the East, they always had the Shema, what they had to call the Shema to Yah. And they taught this to the child, and the child said this five times a day. So you have to ask yourself the question, why would you have to say something five times a day? The Jews knew that the mind only learns through repetition, and it has to be a repetition thing for at least a period of 12 years in that person's mind of him doing the same thing, praying five times a day in this order, to develop a mindset to obey the rest of the laws that was handed down. If you could develop that, you hardly wouldn't stray away from your dietary laws. And it was king, it was very important that, because you had to understand how your body worked, that how do this thing work? Starting with mind, which is the electrical part of energy that you can't see, and body, which is the material part of the thing that you can see. But mind, that you can't see mind, because mind is masculine, is energy, is nothing but energy. And we're going to go into, this energy has sex, and everything deals with sex. Sex, you can only reproduce through sex. Intercourse with the laws of opposite, male and a female, of any species to reproduce, it has to have a male and a female side to it, even with the hermaphrodites animals, which is a freak of nature, which that came into existence through crossbreeding. The animals, the original animals, y'all didn't create no bullshit like that. All of these freaks and Siamese babies, it was created by man disobeying the laws of creation. So let's get back to this will now. Let's ask ourselves a question. What do most books of knowledge, especially religion books, say about the mind? The number one thing that's told to you by this God named JC was to renew your mind. That's a very significant question, because if you read in any religious books, especially Taoism, the Asian religion, Taoism, Buddhism, Yin and Yang, Confucianism and order to Asian, pulling these people was people of color that kept the ways of Yah in their country, in the south part of where the Ain people live, which was the present-day Chinese people came from, the Ain people, which is people of Queen. They was relatively a black race of people, very black in color. We have not the way the Chinese look now is through mixing of the seed with the Aryan people that came out of the north country. The mind is the number one thing that was talked about in all of these books, but why would a person say, well, hell, I got 7 doctor's degrees, like some of my friends I know. Why should you have to renew your mind? The number one thing for the people of color, and I'm talking specifically to the American-made people of color that's classified as that on America's census as the American-made people of color, is that you have to realize that your mind came from your slave master, and that everything up under the second law of nature has a enemy that's in nature. Everything in nature is a word, you know, sort of like in the beginning was the word, and the word belonged to God. Well, hell, everything in nature that exists is that man know it's a word. It's in a language, and then put in a dictionary that defines the word. So everything in creation is a word. Word describes something. The mind, the will, and it deals with when we go into biology and we study about, if you study in the Asian religion about the chakras, the 7th chakra is the crown on your head, which is your head was classified as in ancient knowledge as your cipher, which is your head. Element, it has none. Animal, none. Senses, none. Matter, none. Gland, governed by the pineal gland. And the color is violet, which means royalty, which was at the crown of your head. If you can remember that the old folks, I'm talking to the wall babies and these X generation and millennium generation of people don't know anything about what I'm going to say. That's the people born after 1955. But the wall babies remember that it was very significant that when you held a baby, you didn't touch the mole of his head, which was the soft part of his head. If you came from wise black people, and most of them was wise because they had the knowledge of the midwife. Both my grandmothers was midwife. Then every morning they would take the baby and round the baby's head off with their hand and close the mole and round the baby head so the baby wouldn't be no long head. Baby, Big Mama used to say, with a head real long, you roll and shake the head. This was called massaging the chakras. And in the ancient, it was called Shaha-Araha. And this is some of the methods that we used to understand and know. It is very important that this is nurtured during the childbirth. That's the part of where the mind is. That's the part of the body that we don't know anything about. Inside the body is a plant. Now, That means that your body is made out of the four elements. And we learned last week what the four elements was. And the four elements is a plant. Inside this body, which is a plant, is a system called the endocrine system. The outside of your body is made of earth, molded by fire from the sun, which create the first chakra and the third chakra, which you cannot see, these three chakras in your body. This gives you sight. The body will not operate without the fourth chakra, which is air, or ruach, or breath. The sixth chakra, which regulates intuition, foreseeing, direct knowing, vision, evolving. In order for your mind to become open, these chakras have to kick in with the power to supply the energy coming from correct dietary laws for your system. Your system requires a liquid diet from these plants, which is the circulatory system, all of this system. Once the food hit the system, we went through all of that, how fast it goes through and feed these pores to develop the mind. But you have to have a well-developed mind to achieve this knowing. The schools of thoughts of Christianity, you can't achieve this because they say it's all right to eat forbidden foods from the body that live under grace from these laws by a hippie on a stick named Jesus Christ who came. So you can see that the root of this teaching, it ain't going to agree with the teaching of this, so that's why you had to understand what is mind. Let's go over this one more time. Mind. All is mind. Everything is energy. The universe is mental. Correspondence. As it is above, so it is below. As it is below, so it is above. These are facts. These are seven facts that we live up under these laws, 12 laws of nature. The most important thing that you had to ask yourself when we was traveling and studying, I don't know, out of the clear blue sky, I asked Cole, where you live? Well, Cole, no, I was going to ask him a trick question. So he stopped, Brother Drew. He said, now, Dawa, I know it's a trick behind this. You tell me. So I said, Cole, when I sit down and analyze, we was studying the earth at that time and how the earth made up. And I said, when we ask ourselves a question, where do we live on earth? Where do we live? We live in between the waters, the great waters, because there's water above us and water below us. What it is above, it is also below. When I was studying this, the Hermetic sciences, and I came to this, these seven steps of Hermetic principles on correspondence of that, well, that is absolutely fact, because what is above is also below us, and it deals with water, which is one of the elements. Vibration. Nothing is stationary. Everything vibrates. Nothing is stationary. Everything is vibrating as we speak. It looks like it's standing still, but it ain't standing still. It looks like you sleep, but you ain't sleep. You vibrating. Your heart is still beating. You vibrate. So nothing is stationary. Everything is vibrating, meaning that when something is vibrating, it is doing what? It is evolving. Polarity. Everything is double. Everything has its opposites. Extremes meet, meaning that the second law of nature, the law of opposites, everything is double. Everything has its opposites. It's a dualist system. Rhythm. All is ebb and flow, action and reaction, advance and recoil. That's rhythm. When you walk in rhythm. When you talk in rhythm. When you talk, you're vibrating off your voice palate. All is vibration. When you hear, it's the sound that's vibrating off of your eardrum. Everything is vibrating. Cause and effect. Nothing happens by chance. Everything happens according to the law of the 12 laws of nature. Ain't nothing by accident or chance. Everything comes up under the law. Once these laws get broken, then the laws of opposite will kick in, and then you'll see what the laws of opposite. It's just like when you mess with Mother Nature, Mother Nature straighten herself out. She'll start balancing herself out. The third law of nature is the law of balance. And Mother Nature definitely has a way of balancing herself out. Generations. Generations is manifest in everything. Everything is masculine and feminine. The careful study of these principles is a true master of the key of opening the doors to all knowledge up under these 12 laws of nature. When we are searching for knowledge that our ancestors had left us and we have gotten away from. The knowledge that we have is called deceptive intelligence. That means that deceptive intelligence is when someone done taught you something and they know they had taught you wrong, and they deceived you, and you believe that what you was taught was right because you were genocized to become a believer. Because of the schools of thoughts of where you came from. You can only make your decisions based on your intelligence you have. And the intelligence that you mostly base your decision on, it can't be correct what you base your decision on. You can't base your decision on desire and wanting. See, the younger you are, it's very important on what you base your decisions upon. I done found the hell out of that, Brother Drew. Brother Drew, we have to, when we go back and look over our lives, see, because we was taught deceptive intelligence and didn't know how the mind worked, we based our decision-making upon what we wanted and what we desired. and what look good to us and what smell good to us and what to us. And your decisions is a loss. They wasn't a gain. And that second law of nature pumps in there. These decisions that you make at this time equals life or death, peace or unpeace. And this is why you hear a bunch of us old wall babies will say, damn, I sure wish I'd have knew what I know now when I was 30 years old. But we hadn't evolved. The mind hadn't evolved into that. So us knowing this, then we have to take grandbaby and children and open up a mind and let them develop a mind of what we didn't know at that time period they should know. But when we go back and look at what we know at that time period, they don't know a just damn thing about it, because at that time period, the mind of the people of that nation of people was an industrial mind. The mind of the X generation, which came after 1955, and the millennium generation of people here on earth, they are welfare recipients. They believe in someone giving them something. That wasn't the mind of the war baby generation of people, the generations that was back. You can go all the way back to the plantation, and that wasn't the mindset of the people. And you can see the different mind. What do the mind produce? Well, it's an old proverb that I found when I was breaking down the book, because 2,050 words was wrote in red. So the words wrote in red, you had to really analyze them and throw them and search where putting in them with hidden knowledge of different orders and Masonic orders when they was hiding Yah's teaching over in the East. And you'll find it in the seventh chapter, which means the number seven is perfect, and 2 and 1 is the verse, and if you say 7, 2, and 1, that would be 10, so that would be Yah's number, so that would be a code to me. That's a code sign for me. It says, from within, out of the mind of men, they got a heart in there. It ain't no damn heart, but mind of men perceive evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covenant, wickedness, deceptiveness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. Meaning that your mind, you really had to check out your mind at a certain period in time. And this is the period in time that you had to check out your mind. Like Curtis Mayfield, I mean, you know, back in the day, I got to find that. I got this album, but my big troller, I can't find a needle for it. You heard what I said, Brother Drew, big troller. That's what Big right. Mama got. I can't find a needle for it. But that song, Check Out Your Mind, it was a hell of a song that Curtis was talking about, and we didn't understand what he was talking about. He was light years from it. Now, your mind, when it creates a thought, that thought will take on action. And the action will create an activity. And the activity will create a deed. And when that happens, all this happens in a split second. This is how fast the mind works. Then the mind has to analyze, because this is energy, and it's going to be put in motion when it becomes a deed. And if it's the deed that you're going to do, will it cause you emotion from within of the mind of men perceive these evil thoughts? Now, what did this emotion, that when you put this thought into play, come into existence, it becomes very dangerous, because once you put that thought and speak it, there it is. But did you speak it under emotional thinking, which is rational thinking, or did you speak it up under correct thinking? Now, I hope that I didn't get too deep with nobody that you could understand. What I'm saying is that all of this takes place in a split second within your mind. This is how fast your mind works. And once your mind get that, the brain get the impulse from that mind, and it goes through the changes where it hits your voice box and make you speak your mind, then you got to have time in there to think before you speak that mind, because out of your mouth come leaping Dan. Like they say, when they were shooting dice, my daddy used to say, out of your hand come leaping Dan. Just like out of your hand come leaping Dan, daddy say, out of your mouth come leaping Dan. And your mouth will cause you to create an emotional problem. And it becomes dangerous when it becomes Proverbs 16:25, which deal with relationship. And a relationship equals to life, meaning that to have a relationship with something, meaning that you have a understanding. And when it becomes degenerated, common sense should tell you that when a mind become where it stop calling itself a soul sister and a soul brother, and the X generation and the millennium generation has a degenerated mind, when they come to calling themselves a bitch, a hoe, a dog, and a fool. Evidently, they never went into a dictionary and looked up what these derogatory words in this language is, and then you start acting it out, because going into your brain, you develop a mind of hip-hop, and it's going directly into your mind. And Brother Drew, a little boy got killed on the tracks 2 days ago in Fort Worth with these earplugs in his mouth and in his right ear. He couldn't hear the train coming. This is exactly what I've been talking about. And see, this is exactly what I've been talking about. This direction, see, when the brain overloads, you can't hear nothing but that music. When you turn it off after 1 hour of listening to that music, your brain shut down. It go into overload. You can't hear nothing. You psych completely out. You are hypnotized to that music of what you're hearing. That's how powerful, and your body can't react to no other than to that on a shutdown mode. That's how powerful the mind is. And you have to understand how the mind works. And that's a good illustration that we can illustrate with how powerful the earplugs. There used to be one earphone plug, but now they old deceiver. He put two of them in there, and your millennial generation of people, because he come from the millennial generation, he done conquered your mind with this. It's when we went back into our studies of, is there some black devils? If the original man is black, well, you know damn well evil started with a black man that turned white from a curse in the Caucasus Mountain. And now you got some black people that think they white, because they call themselves Gentile, and you ask them what their name is, and they'll tell you they Gentile. My question is, how in the hell did you become black? How did you giving me an Irish and an English name, and you black? And so you have to really, really, really understand this thing called mind, because if you don't understand how the mind has been developed by the oppressor, who is an alien nation, then this is why you have to do this study on mind, Brother Drew. It's just no other way out. You have to have a working knowledge of what is mind. And if you take a look at Yah's mind and how it is developed, that mind was first to keep the peace. I mean, imagine Yah, when he created a mind, and he created a mind, created it perfect, and it got imperfect when it became to earth and came up on the Aryan teaching. That was against Yah's teaching. Why do you think they call him Aryan? It ain't what the colored people used to believe in, the teaching of Yah, which is called Yahwehism in today's society. Brain you born with, mind is developed first by hearing and seeing, sign language, school system, or mind into what system that they want them to find into. Remember all of these school systems when we got here. Was here. The most corrupt school system is the Anglo-Saxon school system of America. That is the most corrupted school system. Brother Drew, and next week, I'm going to do a study and outline the book that I got in 1990 we had this book here. This publication was made possible by the grant of the United States International Association of Scientology in the study of psychological study of the school system and how racism got into the school system and how this psychological mind of education, the article is Education of Mental Slavery, and it deals with nothing but the black people, and this is a hell of a study that this book is, and this book was put out by a bunch of psychiatrists, and what is so funny about it, we didn't have no psychiatrists in America until 1963, man. They gave the stats on when the psychiatrists, and each year how they had to increase upon psychiatrists, and the myth of slavery came through the school system, education of mental slavery. And that's where we'll go off into that, dealing with that mind and this. I want to go off into that, and we'll start and get a little brief history of eugenics, the science of eugenics, which deal with the mind, which started with Adolf Hitler, studied